Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Matthews moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Moreland moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. One out. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Dernier reaches third base with a triple. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana strikes out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Owen reaches third base with a triple. Say goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fitzgerald for a passed ball. Owen scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruthven strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Strawberry moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dernier hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Strawberry throws the ball into Brooks, who tags Matthews trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Dwight Gooden. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Brent Gaff now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a line drive towards the mound. Gaff reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Durham steals third. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen misplays the ball. That's an error on Owen. Wilson scores. Foster moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Brooks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. Danny Heap pinch hits for Brent Gaff. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Warren Bruss star is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruss star bunts towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dernier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Thad Bosley now playing right field. Keith Moreland now playing first base. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moreland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews strikes out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley takes first base on ball four. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosley moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Lake now catching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive towards first. Moreland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing first base. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a line drive towards short. Santana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Owen reaches second base with a double. Henry Cotto pinch hits for Warren Bruss Starr. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cotto reaches second base with a double. Owen scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Dernier moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 4 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoddard fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.